sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on 980 CJME.
Carrie, good to see you. How have you been?
I'm excellent, healthy, and well. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, and it's an unusual start to spring.
It is, yeah. I just read something online about somebody saying, could we just unplug it and start 2020 over again? You know, and a lot of people are concerned this time of year being spring. And I just want to address, you know, what's happening in the mortgage world. We've seen some changes come down. You know, you're hearing the interest rates are low. And I want to explain how that can save you dollars and cents, free up your cash flow, and maybe ease some of your stress in this stressful time.
Yeah, because there's so much going on, but it's having an impact and an influence. And actually, it's an opportunity for people now, believe it or not.
Absolutely. And the cost of money is cheaper borrowing than it has been in a long time. The property prices are lower, and we're seeing a buyer's market. Like there's a win-win on all levels of this. I want to explain to you how these changes that have come out, what the changes are, Dave, how this impacts you. There was some recent changes in qualifying, and now it seems like that's been a while already because of all these other changes. So if I can just step it back a moment, I am your go-to mortgage provider. I'm able to shop dozens of lenders at my fingertips with wholesale rates rather than retail, and the banks pay me for attracting your business. So every dollar of savings, Dave, for my clients go right into their pocketbook. So when you're trying to limit your exposure on times like this where we're seeing people not wanting to go out as often and you're going from bank to bank and appointment to appointment, I'm able to do that all over the phone, online, or even in person, but one stop will get us all of the shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to bring that point out. You know, business as usual for me. We are still selling and buying real estate, mortgaging properties. You know, everything is still continuing on. Some of my clients want to do a little bit more over the phone. Dave, I've done that for years. Online business is huge. Absolutely. And I love working online with my clients, video conferencing, all of that. So the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage is rolling on. Nothing has changed. But what has changed, if we can just go back a number of weeks here, Dave, the government announced that they were revisiting that benchmark rate. And they were changing it. And what it was the posted five-year rate that the banks have. That was 5.19%. And that's what we needed to qualify your mortgage on so that you could pass that stress test. They went back and they revisited that, and they were going to lighten that load. So what was happening was they were going to take a look at the median mortgages that were written from CMHC in the week prior and figure out what that rate was, and then set a new benchmark that was 2% higher than that rate. Now, at that time when that happened, the benchmark rate was sitting about 4.89%. As far as what we would qualify on. Fast forward a couple of weeks now, the rates have dropped, Dave. So what was happening a couple of weeks ago was it was affecting a $300,000 mortgage amount by only $10,000 or so. So if people were really tight in qualifying, this was giving you just that little bit of extra breathing room, allowing you to qualify for a little bit more. So that was the first change that happened. So
that was kind of that stress test side of things.
That was the stress test side of things. Then the Bank of Canada announced that they were reducing the overnight lending rate by 0.5%.
And that's what the Bank of Canada lends money to the banks. That's the rate they lend it to the banks at.
You got it. So the overnight lending rate dropped by 0.5% from 1.75% to 1.5%. Now, this is where it gets confusing to a lot of us, Dave. Is that the mortgage rates? Is that my fixed mortgage? What is that? So the Bank of Canada prime lending rate was 3.95%. They dropped it by 0.5%. So we're now at 3.45% for variable rate mortgages, Dave. and lines of credit. Mm-hmm. So this did not impact, that particular change did not impact the five-year fixed rates. And most of us have five-year fixed rates on our mortgage. The fixed rate, Dave, is when, say, the rate is set for 3% for 5 years, your payment is fixed and your rate is fixed.
Okay.
The variable rate is the floating rate, Dave. So it's based upon that overnight lending rate and then prime and whatever your spread is. So what ended up happening was prime rate change that impacted variable rate mortgage holders and line of credit holders. I just want to stop there for a moment and talk about who can now save some money on that. If you're in a variable rate mortgage, you've dropped by 0.5%. You may want to look at converting that into a fixed rate, although the rates are lower, they're still quite high compared to fixed rates. If you have a home equity line of credit that has a large balance that hasn't been coming down, this would be the time to, again, revisit that and find out if you can fix that into a mortgage. I brought a number that I want to share with you as well with the lines of credit. Are you following me on this, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
So you have a $350,000 line of credit today. You're paying prime plus 0.5%. So prime was 3.95%, plus 0.5% was 4.45%. That's now dropped to 3.95 overall with the prime lending rate. So what's happening right now is on a $350,000 mortgage, a variable rate line of credit versus a fixed rate is a difference of around 1.5%, Dave. That can be over $5,000 a year in interest to convert a line of credit over to a fixed rate mortgage. Mm-hmm. So if you have a line of credit, although the variable rates are down, fixed rates are still lower.
Right.
So if that wasn't confusing enough when we had the benchmark change and then the prime rate change, now we're seeing in the markets fixed rates dropping. And that's where the biggest bang for the consumer's buck yep. is right now. That's where you're able to stretch your dollar farther, save more money in interest, buy homes at and get it fixed rates lower for 5 years. That impacts more of us than the other two changes are. So what's happened, Dave, is with the price of oil, the coronavirus, the economic status in the world, the fixed rates have come down.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing amongst the lowest fixed rates that we have in history.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And people say, well, what should I be doing, Carrie? Well, you should be doing this. Take a look at your mortgage. If you're paying more than 3% on your mortgage, give me a call, send me an email, let's chat.
And that's the bottom line. That's the magic number right now.
Right.
And that magic number is low.
That's low. So if you're paying more than 3% on your mortgage, we need to chat. And what's in it for you? Well, if you're a $300,000 mortgage, sitting on a $300,000 mortgage, you're paying, you know, a lot of these are 3.29, 3.39 in there. Your monthly payments over, if we are able to convert it into the new rates, you could save yourself on a $300,000 mortgage, just standard 3.29 to 2.34, about $8,700 in payments in 5 years.
That's money in your pocket.
Right. So you're looking at $145 a month saving at 60 months. That's $8,700. If you have a $500,000 mortgage and you're paying more than 3% and we convert it over, I did the math, Dave. It's about $14,000.
See, and this is money that should be in your jeans, not in anyone else's. And again, you can do it online. You can do it over the phone. You can do it in a teleconference. You don't have to be running all over and in and out and trying to worry about sanitizing your hands in 73 banks that you keep right. wasting time in.
There's a lot of things that we're spreading these days. Let's spread the good word about the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage and saving the most amount of money if you're paying more than 3%.
First stop should be the website, carriecardinal.com. That's carriecardinal.com. Lots of information, lots of ways to reach out, and then Carrie will contact you. You can contact her and get things started. Lots more conversation to come. We'll be back with more on The Mortgage Show after this.
Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on 980 CJME.
Back with Carrie Cardinal on The Mortgage Show. And Carrie, it is interesting times, lots of changes, lots of fluctuations, lots of things happening all around us. But there is some opportunity here.
Absolutely. There's opportunity to save money on your mortgage. You know, we're chatting here just before on the break. If your mortgage is over more than 3%, Dave, I want to have a chat with you. It's free. And we can do it over the phone. We can do it on email. I just want to make sure that you're saving the most amount of money on your mortgage. We're seeing mortgage rates just over 2% for five-year fixed rates, Dave. So the dollars and cents are absolutely huge for people that have a mortgage. So in order to work with me as a mortgage broker, I want to see that you have, you know, moderate to good credit history, that you need a mortgage of over $100,000, because I'm dealing with wholesale rate lenders, Dave, who give the best rates possible. So those are the two things. And residential, I do acreages, residential properties. I don't do any ag lending or commercial lending. But if you have a home, residential mortgage over $100,000 with good credit, there's an opportunity for you to save money. Now, if you're up for renewal in the next, you know, between now and summer 2020, this is a huge window of opportunity. And people say, well, I'm not up maybe for May or June or July, Carrie. This is a ceiling rate. Mm-hmm. So if I'm able to hold a rate for you now, just this week, I have a whack load of clients that have seen drop. And what I do is I keep tabs on these rates. So it was dropping 2.79 to 2.69 to 2.59 to 2.49 to 2.39. You are getting all of those rate drops as the market changes.
Because when you kind of set and you, it's almost like, okay, I call, you know, dibs, and you get, there's your rate. But if the rate goes down, you get the lower rate, even though you kind of said, here's what we're working with, when you may have, you know, put in the forms and done the, you know, get the, everything started.
Yes.
So whichever is lower between when you do it and when you actually pull the trigger on it, you get the lower rate.
Right. And it's only going to get better as far as the rates are concerned, as far as your payments are concerned. So we have a lot of people that are looking into the spring market to do their first mortgage, or to look at refinancing or renewing. This is the time to contact me. You know, as things get busier and as we're seeing, you know, all kinds of different things happen in the market, we need to get your basis straight. You know, for my first time buyers, Dave, the biggest thing for young families or people entering the market again is affordability.
Yep.
It is always, you know, cash is king. So what we want to do, and I always say sit down, but sometimes it's not sit down. Sometimes it's getting together online or on the phone or in person and figuring out what your costs are, figuring out your budget. How much can you qualify for? You know, with this, all these rule changes, how does that impact you and your dollars and cents? If you have friends, family, kids that are needing to have their dollars stretched the most and are needing one-on-one personal service, the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage is where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, is that you're the one doing it.
I am the one doing it.
It's you know, not behind, you know, some sign, you know, in a strip mall somewhere. It's
right.
You personally taking
yeah.
care of things.
And another segment that I do a lot of work with, Dave, are my clients in their golden years. And I've been talking on the radio for the last while about my beautiful clients in their golden years. I'm getting lots of phone calls. I want to address that segment as well, because as the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage goes far and wide, there are also no age discriminations within my mortgage. Just the other day, I had a call from a gentleman, and he's probably listening right now, and he said, Carrie, can you work the numbers out on a $200,000 mortgage? What I'm trying to do is reduce my cost. I'm paying over 3% on my mortgage. I want to reduce my expenditures. What can you do for me? I ran the numbers, the $200,000 mortgage, I could stretch it out. He's in his 70s for 30 years, and the actual cost would be $800 a month.
And I don't think that people might necessarily realize that. They go, well, you know, I can't get a 30-year mortgage because I'm X amount of years old. As you say, Kerry Cardinal Mortgage, there's no age discrimination on that. Go ahead if you want to.
Right. He emailed me back and he said, Kerry, I'd be 105. Right. So
and
there,
you said, great, we'll chat with you then.
Right. And I said, there is no age discrimination. And people say, well, I went to my bank and they said, no, because you're getting kind of old and you don't have an income. Well, you're not working at an employer necessarily, but you have money coming in. You have pensions, which I use all the time. We have RRSP and RIF income. We have investment income. You know, as long as you have dollars and cents coming in from whatever source that is, I can make those numbers work for a Kerry Cardinal Mortgage. Can I talk about refinancing?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about refinancing because this is something that we see a lot of people look at in the spring. Now, again, no age discrimination on your mortgage refinance. You can be 24 or 84 and we can do a mortgage refinance. But this is where the dollars and cents are adding up for my clients. You have a mortgage that you're paying over 3% on. I'm able to get you down into the low twos, saving, you know, on a $350,000 mortgage, over $5,000 a year in interest.
That's a year.
Right.
Over the term of that mortgage, how much is that going to be? It's $5,000 a year.
So if you're looking at doing a refinance, folks, give me a call. We need to chat. The spring market is coming. And, you know, this is the time. The opportunity is upon us to even lock in. You know, what about if you have a young family and you're just trying to reduce your expenditures? Whether you're looking, we can look at options and people say, well, I don't know if I have enough equity to refinance or can I just renew? I have the options for you. We can look at renewing. We can look at refinancing and we can figure out the best option for you. And the Kerry Cardinal Mortgage is tailorable to whatever your financial needs are with inside of that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that's one of the things. It's not a cookie cutter.
Absolutely not.
You know, it's designed specifically and individually with each set of circumstances and family and what their needs are.
Yeah. So you're buying a home this year, Dave, whether it's your first home or your 10th home, you're going to be living in the house. You only need 5% on the first $500,000 to get a mortgage. People think, well, I've bought a house before. I'm not a first-time home buyer. Do I need 20% down? No, you don't. You can avoid CMHC fees with 20% down. And we'll talk about all of those things when we talk about your mortgage pre-approval and your refinance. And I will give you all of the options and save you all of the money with a Kerry Cardinal Mortgage.
See, and that's the key too, because there is that window where you can lock in that rate. And then that is the ceiling. Like if the rate goes down over the course of the next month, next 2 months, you get the lower rate. But get started now. Be prepared for it.
What happens if you find the perfect house and you don't have your ducks in a row, right? What happens if that opportunity comes upon you and you have not made those plans? Give me a call. You know, my holiday plans have now been canceled because I was planning a cruise and the cruise ship is no longer sailing. I'm home to work and I want to help you with your mortgage.
Taking care of business.
Absolutely.
Great chatting with you again, Kerry.
Thanks, Dave.
First stop, go to the website, kerrycardinal.com. That's kerrycardinal.com. Lots of information. Reach out. Kerry can get in touch with you. Whatever's going to work in your world. Thanks for listening to The Mortgage Show.